There was some good news this week on the business front in Norwich. The House of Fraser store in Chapelfield, which was threatened with closure, will remain open. Butchers in Norwich say trade is staying strong despite the rise in veganism. However, a Norwich builder has been up in court for fraudulent trading. The manager of the saved House of Fraser in Norwich store said he is absolutely delighted the store will remain open. John Higginbottom said the news had not fully sunk in with the 300 members of staff that their jobs were safe after it was announced in November that House of Fraser would be leaving Norwich's Into Chapelfield. He said, "We heard first thing this morning from head office, but we don't have any details further than that. We were on the countdown to closing, with 4 Saturdays to go. We did start selling off the stock and doing a strip down, but now the deliveries tap has been switched back on, and we'll be back to full stock within 3 to 4 weeks." The extraordinary U-turn came after owner Mike Ashley seemingly struck a deal with Chapelfield Shopping Centre owner Into. Following his acquisition of the chain in August, Sports Direct owner Mr. Ashley pledged to save around 47 of House of Fraser's 59 outlets. But he had previously made public statements attacking the greedy landlords of House of Fraser stores. Mr. Ashley's vision would provide House of Fraser with what it needs to grow and be successful in the future. "It's nice to be part of a bigger group, and I'm certain there'll be plans in place to get House of Fraser doing what it needs to do as a business," he added. Mr. Ashley has spoken about the reality of the retail world at the moment, and I think that's a breath of fresh air. I'm excited to see what we'll do next.
Butchers in Norwich say trade has stayed strong as the popularity of veganism grows, though customers are looking for meat-free options in a move towards flexitarianism. Figures from the Vegan Society estimated the number of vegans in the UK has risen from 150,000 to 600,000 in the past 4 years. And supermarket Waitrose said in October that sales of meat-free products had risen by 85% over the previous 12 months. And as a drive encouraging people to eat meat-free in January, dubbed Veganuary, continues, retailers have been keen to promote their meat and dairy alternatives. But butchers in our area say that the movement has yet to impact sales, though they have noticed a shift in consumer demand. Today, many supermarkets and brands offer vegan and vegetarian ranges. Norwich in particular has built up a good reputation among vegan and vegetarian foodies with a string of well-loved and well-known restaurants and shops, including the Little Shop of Vegans and the Buyer Kitchen.
A Taverham home owner has told a jury how she and her partner wanted to make sure they were the last of the victims to be let down by a Norwich builder. John Miller of 3 Mile Lane Cossey specialises in house extensions, but customers have complained about 9 of his projects costing £250,000 in total. The 46-year-old is on trial at Norwich Crown Court for fraudulent trading and money laundering, which he denies, in a prosecution brought by Norfolk County Council Trading Standards. Hayley Dyball and her partner Michael Whitmore decided to build a single-storey extension in 2017 at their Taverham home, but the couple claim they were left with a list of unfinished jobs, despite giving him every chance to put it right. Giving evidence, Ms. Dyball said she was totally frustrated waiting for Miller to get jobs done, despite him promising to turn up but then letting them down by not showing up. She said, "He was controlling my day. I felt like I did not have any life." She said he often made excuses as to why he did not come round. And in one of her last text messages, she told him, "We really can't continue like this." Mazdaibor said instead of the 6 to 8 weeks Miller had quoted for the work, it took more than 6 months, and they had to pay for jobs to be done by other tradesmen, which she said should have been included as part of Miller's quote. She told the jury, "I felt totally frustrated." Mazdaibor said she and her partner had been reluctant to come to court about the case as they hoped it could have been sorted out amicably, but said they were left with little choice. She told the jury, "We want to be the last of his victims. Basically, we had to put a stop to it." She said she had no feelings of revenge and said, "I just don't want this to happen to anyone else. I want it to be the last time he does it." Mark Tomasi for Miller put it to Mazdaibor that the work had been hampered by the freezing weather as the beast from the east had struck at the time Miller was trying to get the job done in difficult conditions. Miller's wife, Catherine, 38, has also been charged with money laundering, which she also denies. The trial continues.
The first feature this week is part of the Evening News Weird Norfolk series. This week, we'll hear about the cunning woman who helped heal a man after a meal of enchanted bangers. The feature is read by Sophie Yeomans.